Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Woo!
We're here.
Woo. I meant the audience, not you guys. But hey, you guys are here too. So.
Yeah, we're cool. Here too.
There is no podcast without us. Wait, there's a contract? Yeah. Are you getting paid?
Are you not?
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Oh. And the marriage disintegrates.
He agreed to let you guys split your part of the $0 we make.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, shit.
You're married.
Geo, cheese it. You're going to find out about the spinoff money.
I know. Right?
Shit.
Wait, we are the spinoff money.
Yeah,
we
are.
Oh, shit.
But so anyway. I'm going to take this shot. Money shot.
Of water.
Ew.
Oh,
water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is an audio medium.
No, this is a children's show. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but I mean.
Yeah, fuck your favorite character presents.
Yeah, Andromeda assholes. We talked about a bukkake monster, and apparently our game master's taking money shots to the face.
No.
Where else do you put cups? All right.
Oh, my God. This is such a rocky start.
We didn't even start the episode, man.
Next time on Trippin'
yeah.
Assholes.
Oh, the turtle!
Stay
right.
On the Sarlacc pit.
So, a quick recap for our audience. Last time, our heroes visited Bartholomew P. Windybridges.
Every time.
I love that.
Is it just
it's
like
not like Esquire, it's just
that's his title.
Yes.
Yes. It's his actual lordship title. Duh.
There you go.
And he told them about a falling out his original party had between the Andermain brothers, where one of them died and the other one left. The Kincaids were involved. They're greedy bastards. I don't think that's any news to anyone at the table, right?
Nope.
No.
We
figured that out a while ago, yeah.
I never trusted them from the beginning.
They were too perfect, of course.
No, they just, I got the douchey vibe from them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been because the game master was saying, these two look douches.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
yeah, the description.
Yeah. Yeah.
The game master
yeah.
certainly helped us
so,
gather the clues.
Yeah.
Something tells me.
Someone tells me.
No. But after wrapping up the meeting with Windy Britches, you all traveled to Florida to run down a lead at the Kincaid's manse on their 3-acre island in the middle of the Devil's Swamp.
I feel like...
And to help you guys remember what happened down there, you stopped in the main street, and the guy told you you gotta go down the street, and then you make a left, don't go right, that'll circle right back around town.
Right.
And some furlongs. Or
didn't
some
that take
furlongs?
About a couple, a couple furlongs? Now you know how long furlong is, right?
That's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally.
And I had to be like, bro, I'm in a hurry.
That's as fast as he talks.
Bro. I need to
and
go.
And he gave you a full history of the town.
I'm sure he did.
You guys went down to the mansion. You rummaged around.
Stole some shit.
Stole some crap. And found Andermain.
No.
After all this time.
Damn.
So we took a few losses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the first of many to come.
Yep.
Everything is going smoothly except that whoever was stealing stuff might have set off some anti-theft traps.
Just so we're clear.
You did touch stuff.
I touched stuff. You stole stuff. Going to, but I didn't. Because we ran out of time.
I did.
So, back to what's important is you all are standing in the basement with a recently freed Andermain sans pants.
He's covering himself
he
up.
Has
can you not take my stuff and put it on other people's bodies? Like, I really don't like that you do
what
that.
What am I going to do? Use my stuff? No.
Give him your pants.
I give
he
him
just
your
said
hat.
No.
Just to, you know, cover everything.
I don't. Then you, yeah. You know what? You want to light something on fire? Burn that hat when he's done with it.
Oh, and
sounds
you
good.
Heard glass shatter upstairs.
Yes.
So we got to get out of here, right?
Let's skedaddly-do, shall we?
Hey, Gertie.
Oh, God, you remembered. Good.
Yeah, I know, right? Totally remember every time. Do you think that you could do one of your, like, magic teleportation, like, things?
I don't
get us
know
out of here.
What gives you the impression that I know how to do transportation magic?
I'm sorry, I thought the mystic would be able to do that.
Well, I thought you were the mystic. I thought you would cast yourself that way. So, why don't you know?
Perhaps you kept surviving shit, man.
Perhaps less arguing, more running.
Fine.
Wait, somebody was going to magic up some keys Anybody? No?
Keys?
Did we find a car?
Oh, what? Yeah, that's keys. Also an option.
We're looking well, for it in the garage.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that yeah. was like Passing. The plan.
Andermain, you said that there was a car.
Yeah, in the back, in the garage.
Okay.
Are the keys?
Probably in the car.
So let's get to the cars then.
I gotta go upstairs and find Pants. Sydney, you're with me. To the bedroom.
We don't have time for that.
All right. She's the best shot here.
Oh, my God.
Strategically. All right. She's the best shot here. Elevated bedrooms. She can shoot out the window if there's anything coming up out of the water. Do you guys even think with those lumps 3 feet above your asses? Come on.
I'm not that tall.
One, I got that one.
Two. I wait. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm like 6 feet tall, so.
Yeah, wait a minute. So for the viewers, both the women at the table were like, "That's not 3 feet above," and they're playing with the boobs.
We're not covered. We just like we're just kind of tall.
We just kind of cupped our.
I mean, anytime women touch their boobs, they're playing with them, right?
No. A lot of times we're just like poking them.
Which is literally playing with
weird.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
He's taking notes.
That's for the prosperity of my life, y'all. Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, you guys go search the kitchen. Get the keys. We'll make sure the way is clear so you can get the car. Drive it around to the front. Meet us there. Run down anything in your way.
That sounds like a job for...
henchman.
Morgan! Yeah. Let's do this.
Notice how you didn't say light things on fire. As in
run things down.
Running things down.
Oh. Follow me. I need you to be a lookout for me. Stay outside in the pathway of the car.
Oh, my God.
Just in case.
All right, so
and
we're going.
Stay away from the edge of the water.
Okay.
You got it. I've heard there's gators out there.
Oh, yeah, gators. That is a realistic.
The water guardian will kill you.
A big gator?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. Let's go.
All right. This is a kitchen, right? This is the kitchen?
Are we back in the kitchen?
Yeah, you guys, so when we come back up the stairway.
Yeah, we're in the kitchen.
We're in the pantry where the secret door was, and you go out through the kitchen.
Do they have any cooking oil?
No.
They have, well, no, they have things like that.
No, I'm not saying no. I'm saying no, don't do it. No.
I'm not saying no. I'm saying no.
Like, they probably have it. You shouldn't acquire it. Yeah.
Actually, no, these are rich people. They probably have cooking wine. I'm going to take some of the
highly sherry.
Yeah, some high-proofed stuff.
They had, like, a full, like, cigar lounge room that had, like, aged whiskey. And
oh, not that.
Yeah,
oh.
Never cook with anything you wouldn't drink, right?
Yeah, still, but it's too... Oh. Okay, anyways, I'm grabbing some accelerant, just in case.
Well, they literally have lamp oil.
I don't know what these people have. They look to me like they might have electricity.
Everything.
They do. They have electricity, but...
Well, clear a path.
It's not reliable, and it's 1920, so...
Yeah, okay. So, anyways, I get some type of accelerant. Okay.
This is your time to shine. This counts as your free
one. No.
This counts.
No.
You guys
There's no objections. It doesn't count as a free one.
All right.
Anyways,
so you see things moving past the windows outside. And it looks like, humanoid forms.
Fuck that.
All right, well,
burglars.
So,
no, that's you.
Yeah, technically.
If anything, these are the security
guards. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so what's my path to the garage?
So in the kitchen, there is an exit that leads out to the back of the house, right? The backyard, but it's a big-ass acreage. There are stables out there. And then... maybe about 40 feet from the house, there's a garage, right? But it's not like a two-car garage. It's a big...
Right, like another building.
It's another building, yeah.
Jay Leno style.
So,
hell yeah.
Except he doesn't exist yet.
What does the backyard look like land-wise? Because you mentioned the water guardian.
There's a small patio out in the back, right? With a couple of chairs and a little table.
This would be lovely if not for all the ghouls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's grass, a couple of trees, grass isn't, like, really long, but they have some bushes lining a pathway leading out to the stables and branches over to the garage.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. So, clearish path.
Yeah. I mean, it's like loose rock kind of path. You know what I mean?
All right. All right, Duke, let's go.
All right.
Okay, I'll just stay here then.
Please.
You did bring your guns, right?
Of course, I have my 45.
Good.
And you brought your Springfield.
Yes, I brought my Springfield.
Good. Find a window to shoot out of.
It's called a BB gun?
It's a daisy, yeah.
It's a daisy.
Springfield my ass. There's a daisy on the side of that thing.
Anyways. Pew, pew. So, yeah. All right, Duke, let's go.
All right.
So, meanwhile, while we're doing this.
All right. Yes. So, I'm going to snag Azeroth over here, and I guess we're going to start shooting out some windows. Not shooting out the windows, shooting. I'm going to open the window. Yeah.
Who says we can't shoot out the window first?
Well, I mean, glass is expensive.
Like, we give a shit what these people think.
We just ransacked their whole mansion. So
we kind of did.
I mean, there's always the possibility that, you know, someone could acquire the property afterwards.
Then that's okay. You know what? You're right. Fine. Whatever. Just open the window.
Provided that a certain someone doesn't burn it down.
That's not
that's
a guarantee.
That's fair enough,
you know
too. Yeah, this might not be here by the end of this, so let's.
But 3 acres, swampland aside. Just saying. Anyway, shooting windows. Out. Shooting out of windows.
We're on the first floor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the kitchen.
We should probably go up to a higher level, right?
Good. That's exactly where Andermain and Sydney are going.
Yeah. Different room, but yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough. At least get a vantage point on who's coming.
Actually, yeah, could we get a vantage point on the garage too, possibly?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Just to cover them if they need any, maybe.
Yeah.
Might be a bad shot, but.
But at least I can almost hit, or at least you might accidentally
take
hit
out
Morgan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, accidentally, of course, never on purpose.
Obviously.
Just get dropped next to me. You're like, well, all right.
Shit.
All right.
He lasted a long time.
So while we're going upstairs and going into a room and setting up to shoot out of a window and loading the guns and making sure I've got everything ready on the way up to stairs, I do want to ask Darren Andermain, you know, something's been bugging me. I'm saying this to him. Something's been bugging me this for quite a while.
I say no more. I know what
you're
going to ask.
It's not that.
It's not the right time.
Not
our lives
that.
Are in danger, but definitely when we get home.
You can't set him up like that.
What I'm wondering about is why were you the only one that stood up to the Kincaids and your brother when there's the whole, where was the rest of the team?
He stops actually walking. He's like, how did you find out about that?
I have my ways. Womanly wiles. I don't know. I just know. What's the freaking answer?
Okay. Good. Keep walking. Keep walking. I need to get pants.
Yes, you definitely need to get pants. And I need to get into a better position to shoot.
So you guys, as you make your way, as you walk into the actual Kincaid's master bedroom. There is a huge four-poster in there. Right? Beautiful mahogany furniture. And Andermain says, you know, your best shot would probably be sitting right here on the bed. I'll sit next to you to make sure you hold the gun straight.
Is it a water bed, too?
What?
Well, water beds weren't invented. My bad.
Pretty sure that didn't exist then.
Like the
no, it would have.
They invented it.
Yes.
You know, if we have to fight for our lives, I think we should probably take that a little bit seriously. And you should get talking and answering my question.
Well, I'm assuming you know my brother wanted to summon that yellow god Hastur.
Yes. As a
And he believes that, or believes, I don't know. That's a weird thing to think about. He was dead. I killed him.
He's not dead.
Back.
He's not dead.
Anyway.
In case you don't know this, unless you were the evil person at the gala up there with a bunch
alive.
Of ghouls and stuff, he's not dead.
I'm aware. So, he knew I was going to try to stop him. He knew I was against him the whole time. The others, they're not bad people. But everyone's got a price, right? He didn't need them to support him. He just needed them to get the hell out of the way.
Who's the he?
My brother.
So Nathan, bribed the rest of the team?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes,
I don't believe it.
Oh, do you think they leave swords that can cut almost any earthly substance just lying around? Where do you think Harimoto got his? My brother. Where do you think Patel got her little bracelets? They hold gin, for God's sake. Those are powerful beings. My brother's a really good spellcaster, and he was good at finding artifacts, especially with the help of the Kincaids.
So did you get any of that goodness of spellcaster?
Not quite. I got all the rugged good looks and the charm.
Oh my gosh! I need to know something that's actually useful and helpful and real.
Oh, it's all real. It's all real. You can see it. All
right. And this whole time, again, been getting ready. Mm-hmm. Got the guns. Opening windows. You know, so we don't want to break the glass.
Gertie. I'm so sorry.
We see. You can see out the window Morgan and Butts.
That's slowly Morgan and Butts.
Morgan and Butts.
I am Duke Knuckles. He is Morgan Butts.
Sorry. Butt Knuckles.
Yes.
There it is.
Butt Knuckles.
Knuckle Butts.
That's right.
Making their way cautiously across the grounds. And you see something, or I'm sorry, the door to the stables, which is maybe 60 feet away from where they are, creak open.
Yee.
So, and you also, from your vantage point, you could see a window of the garage, Sidney, and the drapes in the window move.
Uh-oh.
You two, Morgan and Duke, cannot see that window.
Damn it, I was going to try to roll.
Are they heading to the garage?
Yes.
Mm. So it's the window to the garage?
Yes, from the windows to the walls.
To the sweat drip down my balls?
Yep. Mm.
Hey, Darren.
It is pretty humid in Florida.
I think I saw something move in the window. You think I should let Morgan and Duke know?
Yeah.
Yeah, come over here and yell out the window. You know, make yourself a giant target.
I was going to say, not me. Why don't you bend over and get a closer look while I go get pants?
How the fuck do you not have pants yet? I got all my guns out. How was I working? While I'm talking to you, you don't have effing pants yet?
You thought that he was putting on his pants while he was talking to you? Come on.
I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. I was listening and focusing on what I was doing.
The priorities are so different at this table.
Oh, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I just imagine he's been standing in the middle of the room without pants on, explaining all
this.
Yeah,
he's
having
absolutely.
This great deep speech in his underpants.
Doing the Superman pose.
Exactly.
Hands on his hips, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I stomp over to the bed, grab the blanket, wrap it around, do a little tie, and say, there's your fucking pants. Now go tell them that they're ready.
He goes into the closet really quick. It's a walk-in closet.
Of course it is.
Maybe about 30, 40 seconds later, he comes out with a new pair of, nice suit pants.
30, 40 seconds is a long-ass time. They've made it to the garage by now.
Actually,
Darren.
They have, and you're supposed to be covering them.
No. Shoot at the.
No. So as they get
I
to the
I yell
door,
out the window, I think there's someone in the garage. I just saw the window curtain move. There you go.
You guys can hear clearly.
Just yelling that out for nobody in particular.
Well, that's you heard money bags.
Yeah.
You know, we got to approach this like we've already been seen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I already have my gun in my hand, so let's go.
All right.
Well, I guess we're. So
there's the part of the garage, the doors that open, they open out, barn-style doors, right?
Gotcha.
And then, there's no, lifting garage door at this time.
Right.
There's also a regular walk-in door as well.
What was the other thing I saw besides the curtain move?
You saw the door of the stable open, the little walking door open.
So how we getting this? We going in, busting the doors out? Or we're going to pull the big doors open.
I got a question real quick. For the little, pedestrian door, which way does it open? Inwards or outwards?
It opens outwards. No, inwards.
Inwards.
It's exterior.
All right, okay. So then, is it just a push one? Is it locked? No.
It's got a knob, but, as far as you can tell, have you tried it?
Well, no, I'm just wondering because
arm. It's got one of those locks on it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way that I can open the door while still staying covered.
I got
by
you covered.
Using the door. No, by using the door.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Why doesn't Knuckles open the door?
All right, Knuckles, go for it.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. All right, 1, 2, 3, open.
All right, so the door opens. It's not locked. It is dark inside. But
it just got darker.
Just to yes! My God.
Yes! Anyway, I'm clearly inside.
Yes, yes, because it got darker.
It just got darker.
Don't smile.
From the little light that you can see coming in, the windows have been covered with old newspaper or painted over.
Okay.
The light from the gaps around the glass where it's not quite fully covered, and the light that filters in through the newspapers, you can see a outline of a vehicle. It's a Ford Model A.
Sure. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's black.
Of course. Typical Ford car.
Black interior.
Why is it gonna be black?
Because that was the only color they made Ford Model A's in.
True story. You can get it in any color you want, yeah, as long as that color is black.
That's what he said.
I know. He does it all the time, so I'm just...
That, I mean, it's just, you're racist.
Yeah. We know, but this time we had a better...
We actually had an explanation.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's okay. You have a black friend.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Fucking dying over here.
You all right there? All right.
We just broke him for a minute.
There is a workbench up against the wall right there, and then there's also a wash area for washing clothes. Mm-hmm. Not actually a washer dryer,
like
a little
basin.
With a washboard, you know, and it's a cleaning area, and then you have a clothes wringer where you can wring it through.
Yay.
And there, you know, little, you hear a scuff of a foot.
Let's keep a quiet profile around here, but keep that gun handy.
Yeah. Should we shout out?
No, I'm gonna try to, you know, get over to the car, see if the keys are in there. But, like, you know, just watch my back. So I'm going to wander over to the car, and, I can get over there pretty easily. It's not so dark that I'm, like, you know, pushing past things, making all kind of noise. I can kind of stealth my way over there, or do I got to roll for that?
If you're trying to sneak, you're going to have to roll for that.
All righty. And no, sir.
No sneak?
No sneak.
So you fumble your way over.
It is dark.
Oh, wait a minute. It's dark. I'm at the door?
Yeah.
I bust on my flashlight.
Okay.
And I illuminate the garage.
All right. As your torch light passes around, you're moving past down between the car and the laundry area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man, or... man-like thing.
Mm-hmm. Looking like a man.
He looking like a man. Standing there.
Man in the mirror. Sorry.
Standing there with his hands out, looking surprised that the light hit him, but also kind of holding up a cloth, that like old car cover, like he's trying to hide behind it.
I see you.
Peekaboo.
It drops the thing, and you can see it's, you know, 2-inch black claws, and rises to its full height of almost 8.5 feet.
Eek. Oh, no peekaboo, go away.
Yeah,
then it's peekaboo.
Oh my god. I'm not even there and I'm scared.
Hey, wanna play a game?
Who are you, Jigsaw?
Yeah.
I'm asking the thing. He said peekaboo. You like games?
Game. Catch! And it starts charging towards you.
Oi, hide and seek, hide and seek, hide and seek!
Shut up! All right. So, Duke, where are you?
Well, I'm now going to, if the car
The bathroom
door,
in your pants, I know.
Yes, for sure. Yes. I've shitted multiple houses worth of bricks. I think I'm going to... Before I even get to this car, turn, pull out my revolver, at least take a pop shot at this thing.
All right.
So.
It's still dying.
I'm like, no!
I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm not having
one
fun.
Arm.
All right.
Red light, green light, red light, green light.
Mother Mag, you may not.
Simonson! So I missed, but that pop shot was not necessarily made to hit, so.
Okay.
Yeah, just to get his attention so he's not charging down Morgan.
It takes note of you.
Hmm.
And it's clear his path is around the car to Morgan.
All right, I'm dodging.
Go.
That is a 9.
Well, hell
that's
yeah.
That's a dodge. That's under my extreme.
Dodge like a
wow.
By the way, it had lowered its horn or horned head to ram you.
Olé.
You skirt it.
Get the fuck out of my head.
Yeah, how are y'all doing that so consistently?
Get out of my head.
So you skirt to the side at the last second, and it literally crashes into where you were, which is actually where the door is. Oh. So it crashes through the door and out into the courtyard.
Ooh, can we see it from
you
the house?
You can see it from the house.
Can we all shoot at it?
You see an almost 9-foot tall beast with horns and talons charge out of the garage.
And I
bellowing.
Shoot it.
Okay.
Yeah, we all shoot it.
Everybody shoot this motherfucker.
You got it.
You want to go first?
Oh, okay, whatever. I just happen to have this available already.
I can't believe I missed again. Fuck.
Point blank shot. Down,
stormtrooper. I missed the point blank shot.
Everyone's shooting, all right?
I did it.
I just got a 5. Holy shit. All right, I need to roll 3 times.
Hey, yeah. I got 75, but that's under both.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Hey, look at
what
that.
Are you shooting?
That's.
Yep. I missed.
Yeah. I got a 5, 66.
Wait.
And.
Yes? Yes.
Damn it, 94. Wait. Damn it, 94.
Yeah, no, that last one didn't do jack.
Yeah, I know, but I got 2 shots.
Okay. Roll your damage.
So I made it twice. Sorry, I made it once. I missed twice. Total damage is 7.
23 points of damage.
Damn.
2 shots.
Guns akimbo, what about you?
Oh, I made it. Hold on. 32? No, 19 plus 13.
I didn't even write this fucker down on anything. Plays out something like this. This giant beast comes bellowing, you know, raging, charging out of this garage. And instantly, much like Bonnie and Clyde felt, bullets hit him from every angle.
That's right. Ah, bah, 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 bah.
And first it gets shot, and bulls whiz past. He gets hit twice. Morgan shoots him in the butt. He's out there. It spins
shot.
Around just in time just to for a bullet to go right through its freaking brain from Sydney.
Good shot.
Oh. Yeah. So, but as it spins, it's bellow of death cry.
So we just Indiana Jones'd him.
Yeah, pretty much.
And just so you know, I'm not going to be putting a sound effect over that. That'll just be.
That's perfect. Yeah, that was a good one. So Andermain is now fully dressed. He's got a suit and tie kind of a look.
He did get changed.
Yeah, he puts on a fedora. By the way, these are Arthur Kincaid's clothes. Right?
Obviously, very, very
this is the shit that he always wanted from them, but never had.
Watch as soon as I see him. Oh, Kincaid, go!
Either that or the like friggin' River Guardian or whatever the hell's gonna be like. It's you,
master.
Yes. Oh, master.
Well, they're just clothes. So, but he also holsters on a 38, and then he has another rifle that he grabbed from their gun stores. So,
well, I'm going to try to get this car going. I need somebody, Morgan, to help me get this door open so we can get the car toward, the group.
Well, yeah, there's usually some type of, wood or something blocking it, locking it on the inside.
Well, I'm fumbling for the key, so I need
you
on door.
You're going to roll to search for the keys?
Yes. Spot hidden matched. So.
Okay.
Huzzah. I passed mine without
so
my...
searching in the car, and since you went first, I'll give it to you, Duke. So you were going through, and then they had floor mats back in those days, if you didn't know that. They
oh,
did,
right.
I say so.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, you lift it up, and there under there is one key.
Aha! All right, so how heavy is this door? Should he be able to get it open by himself, or is it one
I
of those,
have
like...
one arm.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. I'm coming.
It's like, when I say barn-style doors, it's those that close and open, just like, duh, all doors, right?
No, wait.
But they swing.
There's a door that's
closed and open?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know,
and
right?
They have hinges.
Revolutionary.
And knobs.
What? The hell you say?
The question is, though, when are they not doors?
When they are.
A jar.
Yeah. Well, is my resignation. Yeah. No, well, season three. I'm burning this place to the ground.
Yeah. Cancel this season
I live
three
here with my door. I live here and I'm burning this place to the ground.
So,
tell us where the talking mama is and we'll burn your house to the ground.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could literally drive the car into the doors if you want to do it.
Oh, let's for sure do
so
that.
So you don't have to, like, get out of the
car.
Right?
All right, Morgan, hop in. I'm doing something awesome.
I'm driving.
No. You have one arm and, like, half of life. Your soul
and
is
my
bleeding.
Driving auto is at 75. What's yours?
Let's see. You don't have time to, like, sit here and discuss
yeah, you're not
this.
Trying to argue.
Aren't you also gonna,
he's
like,
already in
that's
the driver's seat.
Yeah, I'm driving. Yeah.
Fine.
You can drive.
Although I am curious. Safe. What is your driving on?
Whatever, 50.
Oh,
nice.
Shit. No.
He's fine.
All right.
We're going to have some fine skill checks.
So, what you guys didn't see from being in the garage is that as that beast fell with its death roar.
Yes, good. Thank you. Thank you. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot what that sounded like. Thank you.
Wanted to make sure everybody got it again. Mm-hmm. You hear answering calls.
What?
Is that Spanish?
you guys don't hear it as much. You can hear something, but you don't know if it's him.
Yeah, we gotta hurry.
But out of the barn or the stable comes two more of the beasts.
Oh, that's not for horses.
One of the calls sounds like it came from inside the house.
Whoop!
It's inside the house.
And then at least two more similar calls came from in front of the house.
So you're telling me the call came from inside the house?
Yes.
Yes. I'm telling you.
that was the joke that I was making.
I know, yes, but
I know I'm going to regret this, but
old enough to know that movie.
Morgan, I need you to ready a Molotov.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got accelerant.
Yeah, we're probably going to need something.
I'm torching this house.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. But this counts as your freebie.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
There are no objections to me doing this.
I have an objection.
No, you don't.
You wanted to drive, but you only have one arm, and you still wanted to light stuff on fire?
Of course.
I can do two things.
How did you think
that's
going to work out?
How are you going to accomplish any of that at the same time?
Yeah, light this
one
for
arm.
Me. Light this for me. Hi-ya.
As you let the steering wheel just free roam?
Yeah. That's
I'm driving, yeah.
I was going to ask Anderman, you in their gun storage? Did you see a shotgun in there by any chance?
He's upstairs. You're downstairs.
Yeah, you're downstairs.
No, we went upstairs.
We went upstairs.
Oh, you guys went upstairs.
Yeah, we went upstairs to get a better vantage point. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you?
No, I didn't go into their gun storage. I have my own guns.
Oh. Hi, do you want some men-sized guns?
Yes, thank you, please. I'll take this one time I'll let you have that because I didn't.
He goes into their closet again, right? And he comes back out. He's holding two guns. Double barrel. Lever action.
Mm. Double barrel.
I'll take the lever action.
No, lever action.
No, wait! No, wait, I want that one! He throws you the you know, you get the double barrel, he gives you the lever action.
I want the psionic spear blade.
Yeah.
It was in the trunk.
Obviously.
All right, and he goes, and for me,
the lightsaber.
A Tommy gun.
Oh.
Oh, fun.
I always wanted to try one of these.
Gertie?
Yeah.
Trade?
No.
Oh, okay.
You made your choice.
I thought the double
you
barrel.
You said death first.
I said I thought the double barrel would be cool because it's double barrel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can Elmer Fudd somebody?
I wasn't thinking practically.
All right. Let's
so he also throws you what he found, a box of shells.
Yay.
Same.
Right, so I load the shotgun then.
All right. So Gertie. Your gun was a pump-action Winchester.
Yay.
Yeah, that's what
it was. 1898?
Or lever action.
Lever,
sorry,
lever
action.
Lever action.
No, we're going to go with pump
lever
action.
Sorry, guys. Lever action. No. And you...
double barrel.
I get a Desert Eagle.
No.
You said that.
Desert Eagle.
Azeroth, you got a double barrel shotgun.
Yes. Is that old, reliable fucking Deagle?
I'll old Yeller him. It's cool.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Damn. That's right. Still sad.
It hurt to say it a little bit, to be honest.
All right.
Any, oh, boy.
Sydney, do you need something?
No.
I got a big barrel in here if you want to come check
She's
it out.
She's a gun's been
I'm wondering where the heck you were when we had to shoot that other monster. So let's just get our stuff together
pants
and
on
go.
Like you told me to. Sorry.
To be fair, he was being kind of civilized in that situation.
He was. Sort of.
No! Both of you! Cut it out! Just because you got shiny new toys doesn't mean you need to be nice.
He was at least putting pants on.
Yeah, he's putting something on.
You're not even here, Duke Knuckles.
I just, you know.
From the car.
He just manifested.
Let's go.
With some Duke knowledge, you know. Like, I had to project my
knowledge. We're heading downstairs. So as we come around to where the opening of the we'll call them grand staircase, but there's two staircases that swoop around to the main area in the front.
Yes.
Down in the middle of the room, there is another one of those creatures. Large. And for a full description, because we didn't quite get a good description of it before, this is a, you know, 7, maybe 8 foot tall creature, somewhere in there. The horns extend above its head are goat-like. Like, think of a ram's horns, okay? The face and the body are covered in fur. Not thick fur, like shaggy, but short and bristly.
So like Krampus, but not a Santa person thing.
Do I recognize what it is?
It's a ghoul.
Oh, it's a different kind of tiny.
Yeah, different kind. Oh. And you can see it has goat's feet and claws. Yeah, if you want to picture something like Krampus, you it's can.
Just like kind of not, yeah, like a summer Krampus kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
summer,
a summer
Krampus. Krampus. That's so going on
we'll call it. We'll call it Srampus.
Yeah, it's yeah. Srampus.
So, yes.
Summer Krampus is hilarious.
Is it you're picturing Krampus in a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know why. You
with
just,
a Mai Tai?
Yeah, that exactly. It was like, he's so comfortable.
On his vacation.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it.
Sunglasses, a hat. Yeah. Like the horns go through that. Right? Yeah.
Of course.
Look, you get the whole whips and the bells during Christmas. This is my time.
Yeah. I need this me time, okay?
Yeah. I need a couple months to not be so kinky.
So it looks up at you guys and lets out one of those calls.
Hey, sir, you do realize it's not Halloween, right?
It's red, beady eyes lock onto you. And it leaps from the bottom floor up to the banister right in front of you. Talons raised.
Boom! A harmacist!
Yeah, same thing.
He took out another one!
Yeah.
Like, so as you soon as the thing starts moving.
Double barrels?
Behold my boomstick.
You know, if you're point blank at the shotgun, I'm not even going to make you fucking roll.
Yeah, that thing doesn't.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's not going to miss.
Yeah. So, roll your damage.
Okay, awesome.
Man, that's the second time you've taken off something's brain. Such a good
doctor. He missed the time for the best one line ever.
Hmm. What?
Take two and call me in the morning.
Oh!
You missed it. Oh.
That's okay. He has time.
I'm too cool for that kind
no.
of stuff.
You ruined it.
Are you kidding me? You can't stop me.
17.
17.
Woo!
To the chest.
Yeah.
Point blank.
Is that per shot?
Per shot.
So,
oh, so
at,
we got
to
do another.
At, that's 34. At 10 yards.
No,
do
you
I
have to roll both, don't you?
For each bullet.
Well, do I have to
each
roll,
shell.
Do I have to pull the trigger twice? Is that how it works?
Well, it's got two triggers.
Yeah,
it's
side-by-side triggers.
Oh, then I'll just pull both.
Yeah, so you have to do the other one.
15 plus 17 is...
32.
Good boy. All that college education.
I did
15
plus
off, huh?
15 equals plus 2 is, yeah.
Anyway,
I'm
so,
listening to
no,
it.
No need for the full math there.
No.
Because as a creature jumps up, it lands, one hand grabs a banister, the other hand goes up in a claw, you know, shrieking down at Azeroth. He nonchalantly lifts his gun and pulls both triggers at the same time. Chunks of the banister and the beast fly backwards. He caught two square in the chest. It flies back to where it was on the ground, landing in a pile of wood and limbs. Dead.
Are
Peace
you
out.
Certain you want to be a doctor?
I look at it, blow the muzzle of my gun. Peace out, bitch.
He wanted to do so.
Yeah, I'm like that. What? But really, are you
No,
it would have
been
doctor?
No, wait, let's reverse that. Rest in pieces.
Yeah!
I think you give him far too much credit. Nonchalantly raises his shot. Are you kidding me? He was in his pants. He's like, ah! Come on, come on.
Thank you for doing that directly into the microphone.
No.
Thank
we
you.
We all know that's how that happened, Mr. Narrator.
Oh, do I just also smack myself with the muzzle of the gun?
Probably, like, kicks
I was
going
to say,
you,
he goes up to blow the gun and it grazes. It's hot and burning.
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ooh, that burns it.
Oh, Jesus, you really, guns get really hot when you fire them.
Hey, I would like him to roll to see if he shit himself.
What would he be rolling?
I did not. Constitution.
All right. Andermane. Oh, that was adorable. Your shoulder hurt?
No. No.
Never shoot a shotgun from the hip, dumbass. Throw your shoulder out. Idiot.
All right, gentlemen, let's go.
Sorry.
So we're walking down the stairs. All right, we go around to the back door, and we're going to switch over to Knuckle Butts.
All right, so we're in the car at this point.
You slam it into gear and go right through the doors?
Yep, going through the doors. You know, screw opening, risking that. We're just going to drive it through and try to get as close to the house as possible. But I definitely need you to ready that Molotov in case something tries to get at us.
Oh, it's ready.
Okay.
Right. He says in anticipation.
I'm just bouncing in the car.
So you guys break out of the door. And...
Dukes of Hazzard style.
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
Duke
yeah.
of Hazzard.
Yeah.
So you guys pull up alongside. Now the dirt path, or I'm sorry, the packed gravel path runs through from the garage. It goes up along the side of the house. So you guys could stop right there, and you're maybe 15 feet from where the kitchen door comes out.
That's where we're gonna set up shop then.
Right, honk.
We or I guess awooga.
Yeah, yeah,
awooga.
Yeah.
Awooga.
Honk, honk. Oh, wait, what?
Honky? Anyway.
Everybody, come on!
I say, does this black car say honky, honky?
Solid gold. Solid, solid. That's it's Duke's car, clearly.
All right.
It was just there waiting for you.
So, when you stop, you hear another one of those calls.
Okay, I'm just starting to think that all these monsters have a really bad case of diarrhea. They're just constantly shitting themselves.
Yeah, probably.
That's not even them roaring. It's just them, farting.
Yeah,
shitting
themselves.
And you look over and see two of the monsters that just came out of the stable, or the ones that came out of the stable, charging the car.
All right, I'm rolling down the window because, you know, it's an old car, so I got to roll the motherfucker down.
Now the way the car is facing, they're going to be charging towards...
Oh, like the windshield?
No. They are... If the car is facing alongside the house, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to picture this, mm-hmm. you pulled up alongside the house. You came out of the garage because it was backed into the garage, right? Mm-hmm. So from the direction you came... The stables would be off to your right and kind of behind you.
Oh, so they're coming at us kind of
they're
like
coming
the
at it
angle.
From towards the passenger side rear.
Cool.
Bumper.
Oh, no.
Also, the on your left, maybe about 20 feet at most, is the water's edge.
Yeah, I'm going to pop over the car and give a few pop shots toward the ones charging at us, giving Morgan time to, like, you know, set up the trajectory of a Molotov throw.
All right.
So you took shots? Roll for your shots?
Okay, I don't know if I'm going to hit them or not because that was not the point. The point was to slow them down and disorient them. But this time, I think I finally fucking did it!
Hey!
Some shit.
All
right.
He could hit the broadside of a barn.
So, yeah, just a regular good old hit. I'm underneath my regular. Oh, the two pyramids on top of each other, gotcha. All right, cool, then an 8. Thank you, Brennan. Lucky
problem,
dice.
Of course, man.
All right, cool.
You got
8.
Good dice.
My damage
they were
is
nice.
Your damage.
Thank you. The harmless damage.
Hell
the
yeah.
Harmless is buff, yeah. So, yeah, 8 damage on that. And then I squiggle my way back into the car so that I don't get water's edged.
Okay. All right. So, you 8 damage to the one, and it's just pissed.
Morgan.
It's marked you.
Fire!
Yeah, I got my throw.
Okay.
So, little Molotov.
At them?
Yeah.
All right. I rolled a 90 for dodge.
Hell yeah!
Directly to the face. Do not pass go.
Yeah, Molotov hits one of them and it splashes between the two of them as it ignites.
Woohoo!
Excellent.
And a beauty. And I hit the awooga again to like emphasize, like, we gotta go.
Just right, so yeah, by the time you guys get to the bottom of the stairs, you hear the crash, and then like 2 seconds later, you hear the awooga awooga. Or, I'm sorry, solid gold.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. And then you hear gunshots.
Eek.
And then you hear maybe a little tinkle of glass breaking.
And then.
Yeah. Morgan's funky ass laugh. And then you hear, oh, we're on fire. Oh, gosh, we're on fire. Oh.
Just did stop.
Oh, no, wait, that's not
talk about it.
Oh, no.
Was it the guy? No. Is he a
werepool?
No. Oh, no. No. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you hear. They're rolling around, burning.
It's a hard poop to come out again.
Yeah. Well,
do not stop, drop, and roll.
Hey, being on fire is no joke, all right? Seriously. It's a safety hazard.
Would you know this?
What is this, a moment with, yeah, with Azeroth?
Fucking deep moments with fucking Michael Azeroth.
Hi, I'm Brennan. I play Azeroth. And we had a lot of fun this episode. No, but
we make a lot of inappropriate jokes. But burning is not anything to be joked about. Protect your family. Make sure you put hot oils in the back of the on the back of the counter so children can't get to them. The more you know.
This has been a PSA. Yeah. Thank you. Now back to our regularly scheduled intrepid assholes.
I'm on fire!
The ghouls are on fire! Yeah, speaking of a callback.
Fire! Good!
Fire! See, that's what I've been saying this entire time. No one gets it until they see it in action.
You had permission that time.
No, I don't care.
Alright, so. small problem. Already, there's six of us.
Uh-huh.
And there's really only 5 seats in the car.
Somebody's sitting on someone's lap.
Sydney? You gotta take one for the team.
Please take one for the team, because I'm not.
How big are you?
Actually,
how big are you, and how big are you? Have you seen the back seats in these cars?
Actually, technically speaking, if we're gonna do this objectively, she cannot sit on someone's lap. She should be on one of the doors, because she has the biggest gun and the best aim. She should not be impeded in any way.
True.
Michael, you're riding bitch.
I'm not riding bitch.
Gertie is tiny, so she will just fold herself up on the floor in the back.
We got our Tetris.
Get him out. Figured out.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, we're all in. All
right, so I'm, going to just peel out, and we're going to get the hell on out of here before
Anderman looks at you. Driver.
Oh, my God.
To the train station.
Call me driver again. I'm throwing us into the water on purpose.
No.
I threw another Molotov at the house.
No! Okay, that's your fucking friend, but
no.
Did you say party shot?
Yeah. No one tried to stop me. No
I
one.
I didn't see you get up on the head. Floor.
No one objected, so it doesn't count as
I object. Your Honor, I object.
No.
Your Honor.
I roll. Do I have to roll for it?
What are you trying to do?
No, I just slap you in the head.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to do stuff like that. Destruction of public property.
That's
not public property. Yes,
private property.
It's the fucking King Cage.
It doesn't matter. Okay?
Yes, it does.
Seriously, destruction of private property.
How many very powerful things are in there? It doesn't matter. The house won't let it burn. But
who raised you?
The house won't let it burn.
The house doesn't want to burn.
Okay, well then, so the principle.
You see the flames just kind of sitting there, and they're not spreading, charring.
This Gertie is just has
you
this a giant, like, crazed look on her face.
You see a bit of almost like a bluish haze there, and the flames just dissipate.
Dang, they have anti-Morgan magic.
Anti-Morgan magic.
I want this house even more.
Yeah,
my one nemesis.
Nasatol, because you got
my one nemesis.
House?
Force fields.
But yes.
My natural enemy.
He knows how we felt about the horse.
I completely forgot about that until you said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That horse did nothing to nobody.
You just set a house on fire.
Okay? Attempted to.
We're even.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's just right. Like we attempted, yeah, we attempted to fight the horse.
Kick the horse's
once
ass.
That house becomes society property, I want it.
Yeah, but then again, I didn't, you know, lose to a house. It didn't attack me.
You still lost. Yeah. Oh, so what? It wasn't a draw then?
Yeah, we fought.
If that's
valiantly.
A draw on you, that's a draw on us.
No, you exactly. You took two hoof prints
right,
to the chest.
Okay, I don't. Listen, all three of your failures.
I mean,
let it go.
We're aware of this, okay?
It's now, like we failed the least yet.
Yeah.
So, as you guys are driving, you come to the part of the path where it's lined trees. The water creeps up to about 3 or 4 feet on either side of the road.
Please floor it.
Who's driving?
Duke's
driving.
Duke, yeah.
Yeah, it is floored, and I'm you know, going as fast as I can despite this being not a paved road.
So what happens if, what you said something about the water's edge earlier and staying away from it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, I mean, that it's not going to attack us. I think we're okay. But
what's going to attack it?
You should never say something like
alligator.
That because now it's going to attack us.
No, no, alligators.
Might need another Molotov just in case.
Against.
It is right. Accelerant.
The Kincaids are a bit paranoid and eccentric, but they're also powerful.
You'd think.
So they were able to successfully summon what they call the Water Guardian.
Okay, what really is going to happen, though?
Probably
not
nothing.
Good.
Right about then, there's a loud crash and the car stops going forward.
Fuck.
Not my fault.
The wheels aren't stopped. They're moving.
Mud slick?
Doubt it. Get out of the car.
Pile out.
Oh, no.
On the back of the car, right, wrapped around the bumper, stuck all the way up the back with suction cups, is a large, I'd say good foot and a half thick,
what
tentacle.
What the hell do they put in this water?
You don't want to know.
Run.
Running. Now, about how
it's
long,
drawing
how
the car back towards the water's
Ooh.
Edge.
Oh, screw that. Yeah. We're not fighting this damn thing.
Nope. And
we're
another one's coming up out of the water.
Well, I don't think we should be caught by, as I'm running, of course. I don't think we should be caught by those.
Shut
that would
up!
Really,
shut up!
Wouldn't it?
How far did we make it with the car?
You guys were like 3/4 down the driveway, so maybe another 50 feet.
I was hoping we'd made it a bit further, because it's going to be a long run.
As you guys are running...
Oh, I hope he was running, because he likes to stop
one,
and talk.
A large gray tentacle slams down, or comes arcing down at you guys. What are you going to do?
Dodge?
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 Dodge! Dodge.
Knowing my luck, I'm probably going to be dead right now.
It's under, right?
Under, yeah.
Balls!
Woof. Wait, where's dodge?
Woof. I got a 19.
Under D.
Under D.
First
D's under D's nuts.
Or you can roll
it's
dexterity.
Dex. It's half. Dodge is half your dex.
Well, to start, it's half your dex.
Yeah, so. If you put extra
you can
into it.
Points into it if you don't.
Oh, I did
right?
not do that.
Got me a 1. I backflipped out the way out. That's
you've got a 1?
Or is that a 1 or is it...
That's a 1.
Oh, that dude backflipped and cartwheeled here.
God, I barely got under it. The dice like went to tease me with that roll, and then it rolled back.
Oh. No.
You didn't succeed?
No.
Okay.
I did.
So, did you succeed, Sydney?
I did.
Andermaine and Morgan did not.
Oh, no.
So, as you guys see, you got the three of you, Azeroth, Sydney, Gertie, stop short and then leap over it with quick reflexes. Duke doesn't break stride and just hurdles over without a challenge, planting one hand, parkouring legs over his 55-year-old head.
Like Super Mario. Yeah. Just jumps right over it perfectly.
If you look close enough, even he's surprised at his own physical ability.
Yeah. Even Duke's surprised.
In his prime, he wasn't able to do this move, so he's like, whoa, I'm an athlete. Like, this is awesome.
And the winner of the 1920 Olympics is... Duke Knuckles.
I won an entire Olympics with that move. But yeah, I made it.
He's the inspiration from Mario.
And since you rolled a critical success, you're not going to have to roll any dexterity rolls after we're done with the run.
Yay!
Unfortunately, Morgan and Andermaine both trip.
Oh, no.
Darren! Just kidding. Said no one ever.
Wow.
Don't worry, babe. Just keep running. We'll be fine.
He's like on the ground all dramatic, no, buddy.
And reaching out.
It's okay.
Leave me.
In reality, no. By the way, Sydney is not even so, looking back.
Okay. Yeah, she's not. It's all in Enderman's mind.
Yeah.
No, I said go.
He gets up, or he starts getting up. He grabs you. Come on, Morgan, move.
Yeah. I got one arm.
Another tentacle is slamming down. Dexterity or dodge. Whoop,
nope.
Oh, no.
Can we shoot?
Is this the end?
Can we shoot at the tentacle?
Yes. I would like to. The tentacle hits you.
Ah!
Yes.
Dang.
For 9 points of damage.
A water creature that takes out his arsonist ass. All right,
cool.
Are you dead?
Not quite.
Oh.
You're down to 2 hit points.
All right. So
I'm still conscious.
It hit you, and because it came down on you,
it
slapped you down that hard.
Did he like bounce up when it comes up?
Mud, so I'm guessing.
No.
He just kind of goes splat.
Imprints onto the ground.
Oh my god!
Why the coyote?
Yeah. Right.
Somebody get an Acme something or another.
Yeah, that'll help.
Ander Mason, hang on. And he reaches into his trench coat, pulls out something that looks like a sugar packet, tears it open with his teeth, mumbles something, and sprinkles it on top of the tentacle.
Salt.
Not salt. No, it's a it's a
magic powder dust. That is
taco yaki.
And then he pulls out something from another pocket and clacks it together in his fingers, and there's a spark. A blue ethereal flame lights on the stuff that was sprinkled onto the creature.
Greek
cool.
Fire.
Yeah. And he says something in a language you can't understand, and it makes you kind of nauseous. And quickly, almost like lightning, the tentacle lifts up. You hear a screech. Yeah, just like that. Don't cut that one out either.
Okay.
It whips into the air crazily,
and
it sucks back into the water. He says, come on, get up. We only have like 10 seconds now.
Yeah, I only got 2 ribs. All right.
I only got 2 ribs left.
There's no other tentacles flying about, are there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's shoot him.
Well, because I said I wanted to shoot him.
No, he's half dragging, half running.
Yeah.
Pulling Morgan along.
Yeah, I'm coming.
So,
is there any way for one of us to go back?
Sure.
Why would?
I mean, the Goyles can do cover fire while the guys try to drag their own.
Yeah. Michael. And Enderman's pulling out his Tommy gun, just
Michael.
Shooting at the different tentacles.
I swear to God, Michael. You owe me everything for
Take
this.
Take my place.
I hit twice.
Take my place. Jesus.
Take my place. You dick. Now I'm
Come
not
back.
There.
Switch spots with me.
I'm going to stand there and go, hey, tentacle guy, right here.
Tentacle.
Anybody else shooting?
I'll shoot.
So I got it for 11 damage.
Okay.
Let's see. Did I get under? I matched my regular. Does that mean I hit?
Yes.
Okay, then damage. D8 for 4 damage.
In my mind right now, Duke Knuckles, remember, a 50-year-old
older.
Black man, older black man, right? And
hey,
probably
Olympic
dressed in a nice
gold
he's
medalist.
Like just standing at the end of the drive, backflipping and shooting at the same
yes.
time.
Action
and
hero.
Hitting, right?
He's 6 feet tall, right?
Yes, not 3 feet.
That's why I imagine him still as a 3 foot tall dude.
Yes,
just like,
we remember at one point in a previous episode.
Yes.
Azeroth said he thought Duke Knuckles was like a 3.5 foot
yeah.
tall midget.
Yes.
I don't know where it came from. That was never even discussed.
No.
I think it's his name because I thought
it
was like Knuckles. Like,
I'm Duke Knuckles. You're going to listen to me.
No, he's not
like
really
Knuckles.
What you talking about? What is
it? I'm the best henchman there ever was.
Gary Coleman is Duke Knuckles. Like,
oh,
this
my
is the
God.
Worst casting choice ever.
Or best.
I'd be hot if he was a better Duke than me.
Okay. All right. So. You guys are shooting at him. You're keeping some of them at bay.
Yay.
But as we're hobbling along, another one drops down at Andermain and
Morgan.
You missed again.
Not quite.
I'm going to use some luck points.
Okay.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
Oh,
because you're going to die.
So I used 12 luck points.
Woohoo! 17! I'm sorry, I shouldn't be that excited.
You're all gonna die!
The only reason it seems I'm getting out of this is because Morgan keeps getting hit.
Yeah.
All right.
You did it?
Yep.
Can one of us
points I did.
Can one of us try to fire at it as it's
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this one's not exactly coming straight down on us. It was coming down at an angle, sweeping from above us between the two parties and coming down at an angle to kind of sweep us down. But you said you shot at it?
I would like to.
Okay, I'll give you the hit. Just roll damage. And the reason it is because that plays into his luck spending. Okay.
Pew, 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 pew,
so then the one you that was sweeping at us, you hit.
Yes.
And just as it's coming down, it kind of slams against the ground and skips over.
Yay!
Because, you know, we duck.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then pulls back into the water. All right, so let me just make a quick roll here for no reason.
Okay. Absolutely no reason. Mm-mm.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah. What are you looking at me for?
Because you're staring at me funnily.
I was just going to say I am running after them to, like, still help them.
Okay, well, you've reached them. And then so we both lift and drag Morgan faster, I think.
He says, no, Morgan, you can't die.
I'm a doctor. It's my kind of obligation to help him. So
fair enough.
So you get, we get to the end of the drive. The tentacles, as we look out at the water, are numerous. We're not talking 3 to 8. We're talking like 100.
Okay.
That's tenta cool, bro.
No, it is not.
No.
That is tenta awful.
Yeah.
Seems we've stumbled into some sort of weird demon octopus orgy.
I was going to say,
regardless, we're getting out of here.
How do you explain this, Michael? Like,
don't worry about that.
Oh, right.
No.
Nanopus.
Nanopus?
The dodecapus?
Yeah, decapus.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's many tentacles. What next?
Well, because we are now on the part of the land where it can't get to, we are safe.
Everyone breathe. If you can do that,
but keep moving.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm actually going to give him medical Morgan. Attention that I can.
What color is that?
Don't worry about it.
Not a good color.
Man, Dirty's in the let's just get moving phase.
Yes, I am. And then they did just that, but not in this episode because, well, it was about a 3-hour long episode. So instead of that, we're going to split this into two parts. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Intrepid Assholes, and join us next time for more shenanigans. Bye-bye.